This is SBS Audio.
Musim panas menjanjikan langit biru dan cuaca panas. Bagi ramai penduduk iklim sejuk, musim panas memangnya dinanti-nantikan setelah sekian lama berada dalam kesejukan. Namun di Australia, musim panas kekadang boleh menjadi keterlaluan mendatangkan kemarau dan suhu yang melonjak tinggi diiringi dengan sinaran ultraviolet yang mencapai tahap bahaya. Justru, langkah berwaspada perlu diamalkan bagi memasti keselesaan dan keselamatan diri sepanjang musim panas Australia yang terik serba kekeringan. Apabila cuaca panas, tubuh kita secara semula jadi mula berpeluh. Ini adalah proses semula jadi yang mampu memastikan suhu badan kita tidak terlalu panas. Namun jika cuaca menjadi terlalu panas, badan kita tidak upaya menyesuaikan sistem metabolik untuk menurunkan suhu badan kita. Angelica Scott, seorang doktor di Sydney menerangkan, suhu badan yang terlalu tinggi boleh menyebabkan strok haba atau heat stroke. Strok haba berlaku jika badan kita kehilangan terlalu banyak air dan garam, lazimnya jika kita keterlaluan berpeluh. Heat stroke dianggap serius oleh pakar perubatan akibat kegagalan tubuh kita mengawal suhu dalaman. Dr. Scott menerangkan simptom strok haba.
There are several signs that your body is having heat exhaustion. Normally, you have headaches and also you feel hot, of course, and sweaty. Or sometimes people are sweating heavily. They feel fatigued because your body and your brain is signaling your body that, you know, everything is slowing down. They want to slow down everything because of how hot it is. And then if that gets worse, potentially lead to heat stroke, which is a bit worse than the heat exhaustion.
Menurut Dr. Scott, penghidratan adalah langkah penting bagi mengelak berlakunya strok haba ketika cuaca terlalu panas.
Hydrate yourself either with water or with, you know, like electrolytes, because rather than soda or sugary drinks, because actually these sugary drinks makes your symptoms worse. Another thing is also they contain caffeine, which can make you pee more. So instead of hydrating yourself, it can cause more harm on you.
Selain meminum air yang mencukupi ketika musim panas, Dr. Scott turut menyarankan pemakanan yang bersesuaian.
It's a very, very hot day. If it's too heavy, you actually feel more fatigued and tired because, of course, all the circulation goes to the tummy. And also, if you have more of the fruits and vegetables, they're lighter to digest, easier to digest. And also, they have more, like, for example, certain fruits like watermelon, they have a lot of water content on them, which also very, very important and very good for hydration.
Selain penghidratan dan pemakanan, penjagaan kulit juga dianggap langkah yang penting bagi mengelak kesihatan terjejas apabila cuaca menjadi terlalu panas. Kulit adalah organ manusia paling terbesar yang terdedah kepada sinaran kuat cahaya matahari. Dr. Scott menyarankan pemakaian pakaian yang ringan serta cuba berada di kawasan teduh sebaik mungkin. Juga, penggunaan sunscreen yang mengandungi faktor perlindungan sinar matahari atau SPF yang tinggi.
It's really important to use SPF 50 or higher and just really lather yourself with that. Don't forget those certain areas that we normally miss, you know, so we normally miss the chest, the ears, the arms. Normally we just put some in the face.
Sementara itu, Profesor Anne Cust, Pengerusi Jawatankuasa Majlis Kanser Kebangsaan turut menekankan kepentingan penggunaan sunscreen bagi melindungi dari pancaran matahari yang terik di Australia. Tegas beliau, pendedahan berpanjangan terhadap sinaran UV yang tinggi adalah punca utama penyakit barah kulit di negara ini.
We get much more intense UV radiation exposure in Australia, which we think explains why the rates of skin cancer are the highest in Australia and New Zealand. They're almost double what they are in Europe.
Professor Cust membuat perbandingan di antara indeks UV di Australia berbanding Eropah.
Most places in Australia have a UV index that peaks at around 12 to 14 in the summer months, whereas in southern parts of Europe, sort of around the Mediterranean, it only gets up to about a UV index of about 8.
Jelas Professor Cust, sinaran ultraviolet tidak semestinya paling kuat pada hari yang panas. Sebaliknya, sinaran UV turut dianggap bahaya pada hari mendung dan dingin.
If it's a little bit cloudy or if it's cooler day, even in the middle of summer, the UV index can still be really high. So perhaps if there's a light breeze around, it can actually sometimes feel quite cool outside, but actually the UV index can be very high. And if you're on the water doing some sort of water activity, you can get a lot of additional reflection.
SunSmart ialah program pencegahan barah kulit paling lama di dunia. Baru-baru ini, SunSmart melancarkan kempen di negeri Victoria bertujuan mengingatkan warga Australia supaya tidak cuai atau leka ketika berjemur di musim panas. Kempen yang bergelar Don't Let Cancer In bertujuan mengubah sikap warga Australia yang hanya mengguna sunscreen ketika berenang atau di pantai sahaja. Sebaliknya, ia menggesa semua supaya mengamalkan penggunaan sunscreen dalam rutin seharian mereka. Emma Glastonbury, ketua kempen SunSmart, ingin melihat amalan ini menjadi perkara kebiasaan bagi semua.
SunSmart Victoria has launched a new campaign, Don't Let Cancer In, and it's really driving home the importance of using good sun protection to prevent skin cancer. So it doesn't matter what activities you're doing, if you're walking the dog, gardening, looking after the kids in the backyard, to use sun protection. And when before heading outdoors, check the UV levels, and if they're 3 and above, cover up.
Glastonbury menasihatkan pengguna supaya menyemak dahulu tahap sinaran ultraviolet sebelum keluar dari rumah. Dan maklumat tahap sinaran UV ini boleh didapati dengan mudah.
So UV levels or sun protection times can usually be found on any weather forecast information. You can also download the SunSmart Global UV app. This app provides UV levels and sun protection times no matter where you are around the globe. And it also is available in 8 different languages.
Hanya dengan memahami risiko pendedahan berpanjangan di bawah sinaran matahari yang terik, serta memupuk amalan penggunaan sunscreen dan perlindungan diri dari sinaran UV yang berkesan, maka warga Australia mampu menikmati cuaca musim panas yang sememangnya indah tanpa sebarang keraguan.
We live in a fantastic country with beautiful outdoor spaces, but with this comes some extreme UV levels which can cause skin cancer. So we want people to enjoy the outdoors, but when the UV level hits 3 and above, to cover up. This includes using all 5 forms of sun protection, such as wearing protective clothing, a wide brim hat, sunglasses, applying sunscreen to parts of the skin that aren't covered by clothing, and seeking shade for extra protection.